Having addressed the topic of going to visit a chayla on Shabbos, move on to something related, and that is actually the one place where we find a bit of a confluence between Bikur Chayla and Tu B'Shvat, at least this year's occurrence of Tu B'Shvat, and that is, may one go ahead and ask for bakashas, one asks for a specific request in the course of one's davening. So we know, as mentioned before, the reason why one should generally avoid Bikur Chayla on Shabbos, why there's a benefit to that, is to avoid coming to such a situation, but the actual idea, the concept, one asks during davening, during any other time, one makes a bakasha, a heartfelt supplication for something that he needs, is one allowed to do it on Shabbos. So generally, Chazal said, I didn't want one to come to a state of mind where there'd be b'chi, there'd be tzar, there'd be pain, there'd be anguish. And because of that, Chazal went ahead and answered any form of supplication when you're asking for something specific, even if that specific instance may not lead to a charged up emotion. Nonetheless, something, since, you know, we're not going to start getting into each person's frame of mind, and there's different scenarios can always manifest themselves different ways, Chazal made a flat-out takana that nobody should go ahead and ask for things on Shabbos. Now, there are some exceptions to this rule. One exception is something called sakana tayon, and that is when there's a specific sakana on that day, there's a specific need on that day, we can go ahead and be mispal for that thing. So therefore, let's say somebody will be having a surgery on Shabbos, somebody is a chayla, an accident on Shabbos, somebody is sick on Shabbos, specifically something is happening on that day, that would be a tzarech hashalma, will be allowed to go all out and bivakish the full, you know, with full emotion and all that entails on Shabbos. Now, this does not mean that somebody who has a chronic illness and is in a very drastic situation, and this is a static, but the situation is relatively, you know, maintaining its stability over the course of a week or so, or 2 weeks, there's nothing happening on Shabbos itself, there'll be no heter in that scenario. If something is happening on Shabbos, while something specific would require a tefillah at that time, that would be mutter. Likewise, for example, if a lady's in childbirth, or immediately after childbirth, some say 3 days, some say a week, but an immediate period surrounding childbirth is a time of sakana, and because of that, tefillah would certainly be mutter on Shabbos, that's a full-out tefillah. Now, short of that, you know, barring those situations, there are cases one can still go ahead and make a tefillah, and that is a tefillah belev, machshava, is never a problem. If one doesn't actually verbally express it, so if one would have in mind during Shemoneh Esrei, and then before you, Lerotzai Nimrei Fi, he goes ahead and he thinks of all the things he needs, and he tells Kodesh Baruch Hu at the end of davening, the expression, you, Lerotzai Nimrei Fi, everything that's in my heart should be before you, and you should respond to it favorably. So that being the case, it'll be okay because there's no clear request, it's merely something belev, and that will be tolerated. Now, there's a Vilna Gaon who maintains that any bakasha for Ruchnias doesn't go into this category, Mutter, there's some more semich on it, the Chatchila, some less so. It comes up sometimes for Shana. Shana falls out on Shabbos because of the greatness and awesomeness for Shana. People frequently will use this. When it's coming to Tu B'Shvat, so this year, Tu B'Shvat falls out on Shabbos. Now, many know from various sources that there are those their custom is to go ahead and misspell for an Esrog. The Tu B'Shvat marks the beginning of the process of the, you know, flowering of the trees. This is where the process begins. And as such, there are those far that say that it's an ideal time to misspell for an Esrog. There are those who like to do so. Doing so is a bakasha. One is asking for something. Now, if one is asking for ruchnias, technically one could argue this would fall into that category. Again, it's not necessarily an ideal chaladeus. There's another factor which one could, you know, use over here, and that is something called taifas hatfila. Taifas hatfila means we find that, let's say we say l'kai nitzar. In the course of l'kai nitzar, if you pay attention to the words, there's a number of supplications there as well. But Rishonim point out, when something is a common text of a tefillah, something we say every day, or even if we don't say it so frequently, but on some level there is a standard text which we're following, so it's not as prone to lead to major emotion, and as such, it'll be mutter. So, you know, bakasha along those lines, again, same type of idea, something which we say all the time, but not by rote, but something which we sort of have, it's not so likely to ma'ir hergish. The tefillah people say on Tu B'Shvat, generally, if one has a machshava belev and says yul ratzayin, that's certainly mutter. If one goes ahead and says it specifically, there are many paiskim, the ma'isa, that seems like the rabbi, the paiskim,